and then we'll check out the simonim to see if they were a haret nekev or not. Someone says, no, that's not a good idea. It's a good duma, but mokem nekev kashachit. Maybe the place that you're going to shech, there was a nekev there, there was a hole there. So maybe it was a trefer before. Someone says, elamai nivtuko, let's first check out the two simonim, or one, v'od a nitschot, and then you'll shech. Do that first, or first check out the simon, make sure the place you're going to shech, there's no nekev, there's no hole there, and make a good shechit, and afterwards we'll check it out. Someone says, no, v'omar rabbi said, veshet. The veshet by noy for any veshet, ain't loy b'dikim b'chutz. You can't check out the veshet from the outside, because the outside looks too red. You can't tell whether there's a nekev there or not. And by a veshet, by the food pipe, any small nekev, small hole makes it for treifa. So likewise, you can't check out the veshet from the outside. Elam b'fnim. After shechita, you have to take it and turn it inside out, because the inside is white, and there you could tell whether there was some dam there or not, whether it was a nekev there or not. That's the only way. So the kids said, when the oif is still alive, you can't check this out. So you can't check out the veshet before you make the shechita. So what should we do here? So Omele Rav Yosef Bray, Rav Yosef is something like this. Listen, Nivde Kele Kona. First check out the windpipe. Check out the corner. That you could check out even from the outside, because there it's only possible if it's Rubai, if Rogovit is cut through. But only if to mix that, it's still kosher, so you could tell whether there's a neck of there or not. Such a big one for sure you could tell. So first check it out. And then Venishkate Lakona. Make a shechita on the corner alone of the oif. V'lichshirei, and we'll have a kosher shechita done. Now you still have a suffix about the veshet. Was there a nekev there or not? So after the shechita, pull out the whole veshet, pull out the whole food pipe. V'ho the lefchui la veshet, and then turn the veshet inside out. V'lifdekei, and then the inside of it that's white, that you could tell more whether there's some dam there, whether there was a nekev there or not. So that's the eighth time to check out this bird. And Amar Rav said, Chochem Yosef Bri, my son Yosef is a big Talmud Chochem, these halachas. V'treifers, and Hilchos Treifers, Treb Yechon, like Reb Yechonon. Reb Yechon was also a big Chochem, and Hilchos Treifers. We'll have Gemara later, they sent a lot of Shilas Reb Yechon about Hilchos Treifers. But I'll call upon him, what do we see clearly from over here? From this Maisa, we see clearly that Echo the Koma, that the Mishnah says by an oif, you have to shecht one simin, oi hai. Either one is good. Not like Barabbat Barab, we don't only have to shech the veshet, but it's enough to shech the corner also. That's why here, when you had a suffix, they said first shech the corner, and then you'll check out the veshet to see if it's a treifer or not. So we see clearly, shechit is kosher in the veshet, in the corner also. Now, it says the Mishnah again, if you do aina, at sheyishchet yasavridim, that shechit and oif has to be, you have to cut this, the vein, the neck vein also. Amar Rav Chisda, lo yomar Rav Yehuda ela b'yoif. He only said this by knife, by a bird. Hoye b'tzaleya kula kiech. A lot of times you barbecue the whole bird together. So if you don't cut that vridim, you won't get the blood out of it. Avo behema mashenk in a regular behema. Kivu de menachto eva, like nobody roasts the whole behema by itself. You always first cut up the meat into pieces. So therefore, by cutting up the meat anyway, the blood will come out. So therefore, like tzorach. Therefore, you don't have to cut this vein b'shas t'shchita. It's only by an oif to make sure the dam comes out of the oif, because otherwise you may roast it together. So Moses Lameim, what are you telling me now? The time of the Yehuda, what's the reason of the Yehuda? He says in the Mishnah, b'shas t'shchita soif, you have to cut the vridim, you have to cut that vein, is mishum damu. It's only a loch of dam to get the dam out, not hilcha t'shchita, it's only a loch in the dam. Aye, but none we learned. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yehuda says the shechita has to be done on the vridim. Mashmet aloch and shechita. Shechita should be done on the vridim, on this neck vein. So Moshe says no. Aim is like this. Rather, meant to say ashinakev es avridim. It doesn't mean you have to make a shechita. It's not aloch and shechita. It's enough just to make a hole there that the dam should come out. For the more of so umay ashiyishchet. What does it mean to say ashiyishchet? Ashinakev b'shas shechita. Meaning this hole, you should puncture this vein b'shas t'shchita, because then by first the blood is still warm, the vein is still warm, and then all the dam will come out. But later, if you do it later, the dam may not come out. That's what he meant to say. You have to puncture this vein b'shas t'shchita. Like Rashi says, shadam cham, then the blood is warm, the yetzin will come out. Tashma, come here. It says v'ridin d'shchita. Ibn Rav Yehuda. So it's mashma again that there's hilcha shchita on the vridin. You have to mamashecht it the right way with a knife. Amy rather say no. The Torah says, "Vridim tzarchu not from a shashrit." Again, did review the same thing we said before, that the vridim has to be punctured b'shas tshrit. That's the words of Rav Yudah. When the dam is still hot, then you can puncture it so all the dam will come out. Tashima, not all the dam. You still have to make a malicha by a chicken. But I'll call upon if you don't do this, you won't be able to get the dam out even later with the malicha. Tashima, omulal Rav Yudah. That's Rav Yudah. The only purpose to have the reading is to take the dam out. What's the difference? Whether you do it b'shchita without a shchita. That's what the Chum is for Yehuda. But Mechal, it's a proof that you discover b'shchita, that you have to have a shchita. So Moshe says, no, Hokka, listen to me to say, Hokka, come along. Mali l'nak from b'shah shchita, mali l'nak from b'shle b'shah shchita. That was the kasha that Talmidim is for Yehuda, the Chum is for Yehuda. Why do you have to puncture it b'shah shchita? True, you don't need hilchah shchita on it. But you're telling me now you have to puncture it b'shah shchita. Why do you have to b'shah shchita? For Yusava, the answer is, if Yud himself holds, that b'shah shchita, when yishech the yoyv, or si dam d'cham, the dam will come out because it's very hot. It's warm then. But shlei b'shah shchita, after you made a shchita and it cools off already, but yosi dam, then the dam will come out so fast. The color, because it cools off, it gels up then the dam will come out so fast. According to saying, according to view, that the vridim is only a halacha and cutting it b'shas the shchita, not a real hilcha shchita. Boy, Reb Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah is a shah like this. Vridim Reb Yud, according to Reb Yud, the shchita, you have to cut the vridim. Show your behen. What's going to be if while you're cutting the vridim, you took your time or you stopped in between doras them or you pressed down, you didn't make a shchita, man, what's the halacha? Of course, the same shalom over again. You need a hilcha shchita or just to puncture it. Or Malay Yusab, as older person said, Hoch Yomer of Lizra Blazer said, V'yamal and some say, Omalu who sab, this older person said, the Rebbe Loza, that Hoch Yomer of Yochanan, Lizra Yochanan said, Nenak from the kites, it's enough just to puncture them with a splint, with the kites, with a thorn. V'yank Sherm in the Kasha. The kid says, again, it's not halacha, Shchita, it's just halacha puncturing it to get the blood out. Tanya Kavos, the Rav Chizdol, like a Chizdol, Shochad Shnechat Soy Simonim, it is shecht the two halves of the simon of the yoif, puzzle. Again, you didn't shecht one simon completely or yoif, it's puzzle. If you ain't so, what are the for sure by behema? If you do I'm a boy, if at shishkot es aveshet, if you have to read them. Yeah. If you have to read them or at on the yoif, at shishkot es aveshet, let's read them. So you feel like a chizder, you start off to say, Rav Yehuda's halacha is only by an oif, by a bird, not by behemoth. That's what's clearly, if you do I'm only by you have to cut the vridim. Mashal by the hema though, you don't have to cut the vridim. Then the Mishnah says, Chatz yecha b'yoif. If you cut half, it's possible. If we learn like this, Rav Roma mach tzamach, that's you cut only half through the simin, k'roiv. Rav Takol, just cutting through half of the simin is also called like roiv, it's a good shchita. Rav Kan Roma no, mach tzamach, saying k'roiv. You just cut through half of the simin, it's not called k'roiv, it's not a good shchita. Rav Roma mach tzamach, the k'roiv. Why? Hoch Yomalei Rachman L'Moshe, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that Lo Tishai Ruba, the main thing by the Shechita is not to leave over Rav, but if you don't leave over Rav, if you cut exactly halfway, it's also Kashan. Rav Kan Omer no, Mach Tza Mach Tzedeinu K'Rav, why Hoch Yomalei Rachman L'Moshe, that Kashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shachat Ruba, Shecht Rav of the Simen, that's the Machlokes, you have to Shecht Rav, the majority of it, or is enough just Mach Tza Mach Tzedeinu K'Rav, it's also called K'Rav. So where's the Kurat Tzedeinu, we're in our Mishnah. So clearly it's no good. So Yarmut Machsa Machsa Kuroiv on my Psula. Kurta Kasha on Rav. How could Rav say it's Kasha? The Mishnah says it's possible. However, Meruba. Sumura says, Midirabonin. It's only possible Midirabonin. Dumul Yosla Nevet Palga. Midirai Sataka Machsa Machsa is Kasha. It's only Midirabonin though that we say no. Midirabonin, you have to have at least Roiv. Because if you just do Machsa Machsa, but we're afraid, maybe sometimes you won't even do that much. So the Rabbanan, even Rav is masking his fossil. Omer Rav Ketina, Toshema, Cholku L'Shnayim. If you have a Kli that was Tamei, and you divide it into half, if you ain't shot, they're two equal pieces now. So Shnayim Tameim. Both halves are still Tamei. But for Shiyash L'Tzamtim, it's not possible to have exactly split in half. So Mashma, one piece is bigger than the other. That's the luck. If you have a Kli that's Tamei, Kli Cheris, when you break it, so the smaller piece becomes torn, but the bigger piece is still called a kli. Here you don't know which piece is the bigger piece, so therefore they're both tummy. Mashmu Efsot Tzamtim, if you know clearly to exactly half and half, then Torim, then both pieces would be Torah. So questions on my term, why they Torah, Silhochi Karuba, Silhochi Karuba. Like both half of like Rav. So you don't have the Kli broken. So it's Kashin Rav, why would the Kli be Torah? The Kli is not broken yet. So my answer is, I'm Rav Papa, no, Shrei Rubi Bechad Mon Lekarat, you can't say. You have only one Kli. Now when you break it, it's broken. If one piece has more than the other, so the piece that has more is the Rav, the other one is not. But here, if you cut the Kli, Mamish, directly in half, so you can't say you have two pieces of Rav. It can't be two Ravs. The Kli is only one Kli. You can't have two majorities. So here, Rav also agrees, it's only called Kamachsa Machsa, therefore would become Torah. Like Rashi says over here, the Chokul Lishnei means Tana, we're talking about now, Shenitma. A Tana that became Tomei, saying, Loi Tara, I'm Titsa. And only asked Tara if you break it up, the Kli Cheres, the Sieve, you have to break it up. Now, the Nishtai Rubai Rav is left over, Sholem, that's not called Netitsu. So that piece that has Rav is not called Netitsu, therefore still Tomei. So that's the Shali of Mashiv chopped up in half. Yes, with Samson, but Mashpat Eshlet Samson, and it would be Torah. Rashi says with Eshlet Samson, it's possible to have the exact amount. Shei Mechuvonim, exactly. Elevadai Bechad Mnei Likaruba. Liadin, we don't know. But if it would be possible, Mashpat both of them would be Torah. That's the question why. According to you, Rav, you say Machsa Machsis Karev. So that the answer is, the Rashi says, no, Tre Rubi Lekala Meima Bechad Monim. The high rule behind Muta, this red is a meat. Avulin yin shchito, loyhuska rive, by shchito doesn't say rive. Ela bechaticha by cutting it. And therefore, vechi karina palga rive, chotuch, lekla machashle, the high palga, the koil, the mikro rive shalim. That by shchito, is a locha, did you make a maestro shchito not? So there, Rav holds when you shaft rive of it is called a maestro shchito. So that's Rav shchito. Yeah. Now the more says Toshima coming here. It says Shochat Chatzi Gageris. If you shecht half of a Gageris, the Shoyebo Kadesh Shchita Acheris, you wait. The Gomer, then you finish Chitosas Ksheira. Now the question is, the Yamrit Machta.